Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you've been to this podcast before and are returning, welcome back. We're so glad to have you in either case. So excited this morning. Just want to let you know what you can expect when you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement, especially during this season, this particular season. And if you look at the date on this podcast, you'll know what season it is. It's pretty much the same season around the world, around this universe world. So, welcome. We're glad to have you. You can expect a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let people know we're here, because we believe that everybody needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. I need a word of encouragement. We all need a word of encouragement. So we have an email address where you can contact us. It's called, or it is, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So if there's something you can add, something you want to share, and we believe in sharing here because we want to have our highest quality of life. We want to live our highest quality of life. I am living walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So I've been around a while. I have. I've seen some things. And I have to say, life is becoming more exciting for me on a daily basis. And let me tell you why. What I believe, and what you need to know here whenever you come, we believe in God, first of all. I believe in God. I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, was buried in the grave for me. I make it personal. And then rose from the grave for me on my behalf. And knowing that and just reading the word of God, because I base everything I do on the written word of God and a tool I use, and I use it practically every day. And the last time I used it, it was free. It's called BibleGateway.com. Now, I encourage everybody to read the Bible for themselves. And if you read the Bible for yourself, if you go to BibleGateway.com, you'll find just a lot of different translations there of the Bible. And you can pick the one which speaks to you, which is easiest for you to read. And I promise you, if you do that, if you read the Bible for yourself, you will find that God will speak through his word to you, or at least reveal. When I say speak, however he does it, whether he reveals it in your mind, whether he allows you to understand better based on what you've read in the word. And I promise, if you read that word will do something for you. It'll give you a peace, or at least show you what direction to go in, and God can reveal to you because he knows each of us individually. So that's what I wanted to share there. I base everything I do on the written word of God, and I do that because it works for me. I tell you, saints and friends, in this season, when I look out and see everything that's going on around me, and I know that you can see everything that's going on around you because of this particular season, you have probably either been with some people that you don't know, been with some people that you do know, maybe family, and then again, too, because of the circumstances of the season, things that's going on in the world around us, you know, you're learning things. And you're going to need something to have some confidence in, because people are getting to a point now where they don't know what to believe or who to believe or what they should do. So I believe in God, and I got to tell you, it works for me. I had an experience just on yesterday. You can see what the date was, so you know what that was. I spent yesterday with some of my family members. I didn't travel because of the indignation in the land, the pandemic. For me, traveling is not wise. So that means that I could not fly out, or I could have, but I chose not to fly out to Florida. I chose to just sort of sequester with the people in the state that I live in, because I know what's going on. You know, just based on what's going on in the news and all of that, it's not good. However, in this time, I find, as I said, I believe in God, and it works for me. And as I get more mature, and I'm talking about in natural numbers, you know, some people call it age. You can rephrase it the way you want. I just call it getting more mature. But as I get more and more natural numbers, and I know I'm going to accrue a lot of natural numbers. I know that because I have found in the Bible where, you know, I can live a long time, and I plan to do it, yet I want to have the best quality of life. And if you listen to this podcast, you're here because you more than likely want the best quality of life as well. And I'm not sharing things with you based on things that somebody told me. I'm sharing with you experiences that I've lived through. I've proven what I've lived through, what I'm talking about. It's become true in my life. So, as I said, I base everything on the Word of God, and just in seeking Him to find out what I should share with you at this particular moment, in this particular season, I believe the Lord said He is faithful. He wants you to know that He's faithful. He wants you to know that you don't have to live in despair. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live with other folks writing the story. You can trust God, learn more about God, and really learn how to write your own story. You really can. You don't have to add to other people's story or let them add to yours. You can, you know, he's shown me. I was with some people yesterday, and I thought it was just going to be a simple breakfast initially. I thought I was going to get some of the things that I wanted from the breakfast. I was really excited about it because I had been invited to breakfast by a very dear family member to me. And right now, with the season that we're living in, with all this going on, if you can, you know, communicate with your family members. A lot of times we just believe we can get together and just show that love, and we believe they got our best interests at stake in most cases. You know, we believe we just find that place of comfort or look for that place of comfort. I am in, you know, a human being, although I know that God lives in me. I still live in, even though I'm not part of the world, I still live in the world. The world just doesn't live in me. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world, because I practice life based on what I've read in the Bible, how God has told me. He said, if I acknowledge Him in all my ways, He would direct my paths. He told me to trust Him with all my heart. That means put everything I've got in it to be confident in what He says. And that when I trust Him with all my heart and don't lean to my own understanding, that means don't just try to interpret it the way I think it is based on what I believe I see, or sometimes even how I think I'm feeling, that, you know, He would direct my paths. And I trust that, saints. I trust that. And I read His word over and over, especially the passages that talk about His faithfulness and how I should let the Christ man rule in me, His peace. And who doesn't want peace? And how that, you know, He's given me certain tools. There are various signposts. I know that all knowledge comes from above. And I remember praying a prayer once saying, Lord, you know, just let the Christ man be magnified in me. Like, I know God is all there is. I know that, you know, just knowing His heart toward me and learning His heart toward me, that nothing that can come really through to me that he does not allow. He said the things that we see on this earth and the things that we experience at times are things that are common to mankind. Common. I mean, it's just here. You know, we're in the world. We're not of the world, but being in the world, there's certain things that are common. And in most cases, it's based on the decisions that the people around us make, how they think. Everybody has free will of choice. Everybody does not know how to choose, though. Everybody does not know how to make the most out of their choices. Everybody doesn't know how. Everybody don't use wisdom when they're making choices. And those choices can affect us. So, you know, we have to figure out what works best for us. And you hear me say, I believe in God because that works for me. That works best for me. I have learned that he's faithful. I have learned from his word how he said that, you know, no matter what comes, it'll work out for my good. I found a scripture that I could stand on that said that all things work together for good for those that love God and are the called according to his purpose. And we're talking about love God. It's not just about, you know, loving on God, but just really love what God represents and love and appreciate what I know he did for me in his finished work on the cross, and love his guidance and just love to experience his word in my life, the truth of his word. Just even loving, you know, receiving strength from his word, because I know without his guidance, who he is, doing it the way for me. Now, I can't speak for everybody else, but doing it the way that he has said, it works every time, all the time. No matter what situation I find myself in, I can see some good in it. And even though I might get excited a little bit, because, you know, I'm still a human being, I can resoundingly reside, calm back down, and learn to be content. I can always return to that place of peace because I trust God and I know God loves me. The thing you got to learn is how much God loves you. It doesn't matter what I tell other people. How much do I believe God loves me? How much, what kind of relationship do I have with God? Am I allowing him to be my confidence? He said in another place in his word, don't cast away your confidence. He's talking about confidence in him, which has great recompense of reward. I know he said that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He even told us hope is for things that you can't see. Where you have to have confidence, where you have to believe, where you have to hold on. And even though sometimes he said he bears long with us at times because we live in time or because of, you know, he knows the best way for us to go. There's a story in the Bible where he talks about the children. For those that read the Bible, they know the Red Sea experience when they had first been released or delivered from bondage and they were, they just wanted to go somewhere where they could worship God. Just that simple. And the taskmaster did not want to let them go. But if you follow that story up, you find that the taskmaster did have to let them go. And the way they went, you know, they weren't always comfortable. But when you read further, you find that the Lord allowed them to go that way because that was the easiest way based on who they were. For them to go and still have success, still be able to have confidence in God. So a lot of the things we experience based on the choices we've made, that's the best way for God to, because we're individuals, we're individual expressions, that's the best way for God to take us. Doesn't work the same way for everybody. It doesn't. Yet if we just continue to seek God, continue to acknowledge God, believe on God, in God, don't cast away our confidence. We know the reward is coming. We know that he's faithful because he can't deny himself. He is faithful. Even when we don't know or don't have strength or our faith gets weak, we could still be confident in his faithfulness, because he said in the scripture, when your faith is weakened, God remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He remains true to himself. He remains true to who he is. So, the only thing I got to do is believe that he is working for me on my behalf. The only thing I got to know is be confident no matter what state I find myself in. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. He said he would supply every need I have, whatever I need. He told me whatever I am not, he is. Just contend for the faith. That's what he said. Because, you know, you're going to have opportunity to think all kinds of different things based on sometimes the people that you be around, what we look at, and sometimes, you know, we fall into interpreting it the way it appears to us, and when we add to the story, which means when we don't let peace rule in our mind, but we let a couple of them thoughts in that's running all over the place, we create the narrative. Because what we give our energy to, what we focus on, increases. And if we focusing on how hard it is, if we focusing on the fact that we don't believe we're loved, if we focusing on all the negative, that's what we see. It increases. So we have to remember to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. We have to remember, at least I'm speaking to myself, I have to remember to count him faithful. I can't, you know, control how other people think. And I don't want to. I just want to just have my relationship with the Lord grow to be more profound in my life. I want to experience more of my life in the Lord. He said, don't cast away my confidence. That's what he said. Because he said, my confidence in him has great recompense of reward. So I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to remember that he is faithful. And whatever I'm not, he is. I hope I've said something that'll be helpful to you. Amen.